This podcast features newly appointed Brockton High School principal Kevin McCaskill, who began his tenure in Brockton at the start of 2024. Most recently, Mr. McCaskill served as assistant superintendent of secondary schools for the Boston Public Schools. He was also executive director of Madison Park Technical Vocational High School from 2015 to 2021 and director of school design and programming at the Hartford Public Schools from 2010 to 2015. Before that, Mr. McCaskill served as principal of Springfield's Putnam Vocational Technical Academy. In this podcast, you'll hear how physical presence helps to contribute to a positive school environment.
Case in point, in the morning, I probably see the vast majority of our students getting off the buses every day. So again, greeting them or being very consistent in morning greetings. And so they get that recognition that someone's going to be here every day, greeting me with a smile and a hearty good morning. I mean, that goes a long way.
How positive advancement in academic achievement is attainable, but will take some time.
And I know that we can achieve at high levels, but it's going to take some time. And again, it won't be something that happens overnight or by magic. But if we have some folks who are really interested in moving the needle forward, which I know we have here at Brockton High School, it will be done.
And how his trust of those who work with him and around him at Brockton High School will lead to great things.
Yeah, you have to have faith in everything that you do. You have to have faith in the individuals that you're working with and faith in the belief that all things are possible.
This podcast was created by JFY Networks, a Boston-based nonprofit provider of blended learning resources, training, and support. JFY's individualized self-paced curriculum helps raise individual and school performance by recovering learning loss and reaching and maintaining grade level skills. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham. The Brockton Public Schools began the year with a $14.4 million deficit, and many of the news stories surrounding the school and the system have been less than positive. But as Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan announced at the hiring of Mr. McCaskill, this is a new chapter for our entire community. I look forward to working with Kevin McCaskill to give every Brockton High School student and staff member the positive learning environment they deserve. In this recent conversation with JFY's Executive Director Gary Kaplan, Mr. McCaskill discussed how he approached what might be the greatest challenge to his long career and how he plans to make it a lasting success for the students and the city of Brockton.
Well, Mr. McCaskill, it has been a long time since we've met in this forum. The last time, in fact, was December 10th, 2020. When you were at Madison Park and we have been working with you for quite a few years, when you brought us into Madison Park way back in 2015, the school was in kind of dire straits. It was one of the lowest scoring schools in the Commonwealth, and there was talk of receivership and other drastic measures like that. But a few years into your tenure there, the academic achievement had gone way up. And all that talk of receivership was over. Now, here we are again. You're in another school that has that's having kind of a lot of problems. My first question is, why in the world did you decide to take on this challenge?
It was the lure of Brockton High School. I mean, you know, when you talk about Brockton High School, you talk about the largest high school in the Commonwealth. And when you look at the school itself and you look what's inside this school, there is just so much opportunity here for every single student that walks through our doors. And I thought it definitely would be an honor to really be the principal here at Brockton High School.
So you walked in the door a couple of months ago. And of course, the first thing to confront you is a whole lot of press for quite a long time about disciplinary issues.
Sure.
How have you confronted all of that?
One day at a time. One day at a time. You know, and I think a lot of it is, you know, just being visible and accessible to both students and staff, you know, creating some structures that we can put in place to really slow down the levels of fighting and disrespect towards staff, really setting a tone that, one, violence is never an option here at Brockton High School. And I think utilizing some, the effects of the code of conduct and all the disciplinary actions that we can, I think has helped, putting in a structure such as in-house suspension has aided us as well. But really having, the administration be very visible and out in the hallways and the such, and teachers as well. Everyone is playing their part, and slowly but surely, it's a process. We're beginning to see some small gains each and every week.
People talk a lot in these situations about school culture, establishing a positive school culture. Is that a term that you use?
Well, I think for us, we want to have a culture that's conducive to positive outcomes, both for students and staff. And, with that, putting people in the right places where they need to be from a staffing perspective, making students feel extremely comfortable in the school that they're in, where they're able to walk freely to and from classes, and that they're going into classes where they'll be received, openly and warmly, have the opportunity to voice their concerns over, hopefully in a respectful manner. And when you create that tone, throughout the school, that's when you get to a culture that's really conducive to positive outcomes.
Now, that's not something that happens overnight, is it?
Does, and I wish I had the pixie dust to do that. And that does not happen overnight. That takes time, because that is, and it's a mindset shift, both the adults and students, and it's also a culture shift. And so, again, it takes time. I think building trusting relationships are crucial on all fronts. And I think we're slowly but surely we're becoming to get to that point here at Brockton High School. And I think building that firm level of trust is going to be crucial to our future.
Can you go into that with a little more detail? How do you build? You've got 3,600 kids in that building, right?
And about 3,700, I added 100.
Yeah, okay. So that's a whole lot of kids. And how many hundreds of staff people do you have in there?
Oh, well over 300 staff, well over 300 staff members.
So that's a lot of people to build trust with. How do you do that?
One person, one adult at a time, one student at a time. Really being an avid listener and someone who has just been in the building for roughly 2.5 months, I'm learning myself. And it's amazing how helpful folks are when you're trying to learn and navigate your way through, new territory. But being an avid listener, I think, is important. Being present when people are talking, looking them eye to eye and giving people time, giving people the opportunity to share their ideas and thoughts and concerns, and really moving into action to really either alleviate, any issues that may, obscure our progress, or really look to help be a problem solver to really aid in the effect to keep the school moving in the right direction.
Now, you've only been there a couple of months. You can't have sat down and eyeball to eyeball with 3,600 kids. How do you implement those ideas?
Well, I think, one, like anything else in society, everyone talks. So it's word of mouth when, someone has, if you get a few folks who've had a positive reaction, it kind of has that ripple effect. And, when they see you, case in point, in the morning, I probably see the vast majority of our students getting off the buses every day. So, again, greeting them or being very consistent in morning greetings. And so they get that recognition that someone's going to be here every day, greeting me with a smile and a hearty good morning. I mean, that goes a long way.
So you meet the bus every morning?
Every single morning, all 39 of them.
39 buses. Wow. So you're out there, rain or shine, I presume?
Rain or shine.
Yeah. So after you've met the bus and everybody's in the building, then what? Do you spend a lot of time on disciplinary issues in the course of the day?
I'm thankful and grateful to have, an administrative team that is actively involved in all facets of the school. I mean, the school is divided by four houses, which have two administrators per house. And you know, they do the bulk of the work, and they're phenomenal at what they do. The folks come to work every day with their hard hats, and I tell you, they build great rapport with kids. They really work with the adults, and there are things that we have, from a structural and procedural and protocol perspective, we have things we still have to continue to work on. But overall, I think, you know, our visibility and our willingness to work, you know, collaboratively really shows on a daily basis.
So that wasn't happening before?
Well, it was a couple of, it was a tough start of the school year. I mean, you know, they had the issues that occurred, you know, with the budget early on the year, which had an effect on the opening of school. And as we all know, when things, you know, aren't conducive to a positive start of the year, things seem to trickle down the other way. But you had folks working, you know, everybody's working hard. But what we had to really do is, how do we channel all that and align itself to one central theme of putting structures in place in order to create this dynamic atmosphere that we're trying to really create? And getting a permanent principal as opposed to, you know, a rotation of assistants or associates being in charge, or central office folks coming in on an inconsistent basis, you know, just to keep the school afloat. But I think having one leader in the building with a central focus, I think it's helped great. I think it helps greatly, but I think will really help us moving forward.
There's a kind of a standard narrative about Brockton High that goes back to the days of Sue Sakowitz back in the early 2000s, when Brockton High was really doing fantastically well academically and got national attention. That did not continue. And in, of course, in recent years, the academic performance of the school hasn't been so good. How are you going to go about restoring or recreating academic excellence in the school?
You know, really, again, someone just finding that focus, Gary, you know, something that has been done, you know, our years together at Springfield and for a little bit in Hartford, and lastly over at Madison Park. It's understanding that we, despite what's written about, you know, the disciplinary actions that occur here, situations that occur in school, we still have to do school. And so what are some of those practices that we can really hone in on to really aid in academic achievement? Mm-hmm. So it's looking at what structures are in place when it comes to lesson planning, and when it comes to folk, you know, something as simple as, do we have a syllabi for all our content area courses? And so starting from that point of view, so it's really looking at our structures, our academic structures, and seeing how we can enhance them in order to start making some headway. I'm positive that we can, and it's not pie in the sky or being overly optimistic. I see what's here on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I know that we can achieve at high levels, but it's going to take some time. And again, it won't be something that happens overnight or by magic, but if we have some folks who are really interested in moving the needle forward, which I know we have here at Brockton High School, it will be done.
And that requires the cooperation of all the teachers, and you've got a lot of teachers in that building. Do you think that will be possible, that the teachers will follow through on your plan?
Oh, I believe so. I think we have folks who are really looking at how do we make change? How do we make successful change? How, you know, what are some, and they're looking for leadership and guidance in that fact. And I think I know it has to come from me, but making sure, Gary, that we are always data driven. And when we're looking at data just isn't MCAS and a whole bunch of metrics on how do we really review that and how does that inform the work that we're doing. And I think we have the tools, not only the tools, I think we have the team that can really make a huge dent. And, you know, in any situation, if it's discipline, if it's academic achievement, even with this deficit, how do we make, you know, with the deficit that we have in the district, yeah, despite the deficit, how do we make things work? How do we make them continue to work successfully, despite not having the funding behind it?
A lot does depend on leadership, not to embarrass you, but that's always been your strong suit. You've always been able to get out there and kind of inspire people and, you know, get the team planned. Is that going to work in Brockton?
Yeah, I really feel that will happen. I really, and it's, again, it's not hopeful thinking. I just see what has transpired over the last two and a half months, where there's beginning to be a nice buzz and a new energy that's being created. Uh-huh. And supporting staff, giving staff the time and space and resources to do the things that they need to do to be successful, hearing the concerns and acting on those concerns. And it's not always going to be perfect, but really being an avid listener to what's going on and a mover and a shaker to really make a difference, not only in the lives of our staff, but most importantly in the lives of our students, that we, no matter what we are, if we're a teacher, an administrator, paraprofessional, custodian, support staff, we have one common goal, working for the best, what's in the best interest of our students. Well, Gary, it's about passion. It's about the passion of this profession.
Yeah.
Something that I've been blessed with for 36 years to be able to do. And I'm thankful and grateful every single day that I'm able to do this. And the question, if I'm able to do it, why not give 100% every single day? Because as you know, Gary, nothing is ever promised tomorrow. Mm. So we might as well give it all up today. And hopefully, God willing, we can do it the next day.
Well, and I also know that 100% is the only percent you know. you don't have a low gear. I guess the word is faith. This is going to work.
Absolutely.
That if you keep putting it out there, it'll have an effect. Is that what it boils down to?
Yeah, you have to have faith in everything that you do. You have to have faith in the individuals that you're working with, and faith in the belief that all things are possible. And I truly believe that. I've been believing it for 36 years in this business, and I think nothing can detract me from that. There's some high energy, high intelligent folks working in this district who really want to see change. And I feel so comfortable around them and with them and their ability to really assist and just really providing the change that we need to make, the changes we need to make to really make this work.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much. This is just going to be like Brockton High Chapter 1.
Sounds good, Gary. Take care.
Kevin, thank you.
We would like to thank Kevin McCaskill for joining this JFY Networks podcast, his third. We look forward to part two of this conversation to be released in late May. If you have any questions or comments, please navigate to our website, jfynet.org, which features a wealth of commentary, dialogue, and free educational resources, including these monthly podcasts to support all education communities. Thank you for joining us. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham.